Birthday scam time. I'm going to call a woman. They kind of like contribute money to like security in the neighborhood. And it's basically voluntary, but she hasn't done it in a few years. And Dean's going to call from like the homeowner saying, hey, you got to come up to the table.
Plus, she's put up a gazebo and she brags to everybody, I haven't paid this fee in 5 years.
Miss Marie.
Hello, Marie. This is Robert from the Homeowners Association. How are you?
Fine.
Sorry to bother you this morning. One of your neighbors had made a complaint about something in your yard.
Okay, what?
There's apparently a gazebo back there that we were notified about, and I went back through the records, and I don't see here anywhere that we received a request to build that gazebo.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm overlooking it, but did you, in fact, hand in a form for that?
I don't know. My husband took care of it.
Okay, well, we need to get permission before we put up any kind of a structure like that.
Oh, he probably just didn't realize.
I'm going through then the records here, and this is unbelievable to me, but it appears to me that you haven't paid your security fee in the last 5 years.
Yes, I have. I just didn't the last 2 years.
Okay, well, we need to make full payment on the security fee.
I believe that says contribution.
Well,
and I called and talked to the lady about it, and I explained to her that I paid half. She said that was fine.
Who was that? Who did you speak to?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'd probably need a name.
Excuse me, but what neighbor are we talking about? Is this stirring up here?
Well, I really can't say.
I can.
You think you know who?
Uh-huh.
Who?
I'm not going to say.
All right. Neither one of us are going to say then. But the fact of the matter is you need to pay these fees.
It says contribution.
No.
I pay half.
It's mandatory. You need to pay the whole thing.
No,
you want to be protected, don't you?
I have some things that you don't need to be aware of. Pay half. It says contribution. I save all my stubs. I underline contribution, and I have talked to people there about it.
I don't...
What is your phone number, Robert? I think I need to get someone here to call you.
Someone who?
Maybe my attorney or something. What's your phone number?
We're going to go to that now, huh?
Well, you're going out of control.
I'm not out of control. You're the rebel of the neighborhood, okay? You're putting up gazebos. You didn't get permission for that. You don't pay your security fees. You do darn well whatever you want to do in the neighborhood.
What's your last name, Robert?
Swenson.
Okay, great.
I'm going to need to issue a fine.
Well, let's wait till we get some counsel going here.
No. I don't have to wait for anything. I'm issuing you a $500 fine.
Well, we'll see.
Now, I'm in your backyard right now, and I'm looking at your shoddy gazebo.
Okay, what?
Marie, I'm in your gazebo right now, and I've removed my pants. I'm going to be waiting here when you get home.
I think you're a sicko. Now, who are you really?
This is Dean and Raj.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
Put the little twit on the phone.
The little twit's not here right now, but you can talk to her. In the meantime, can we set you up with a gift?
I guess after I get my heart attack failure down.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Former MLB ballplayer Keith Hernandez, now a broadcaster for the Mets, is very colorful. And not only because he uses Just for Men on his mustache. When the broadcast came back from a commercial early, Keith didn't know he was live, and he was talking to his partner about pitcher Tanner Roark, who was getting roughed up. He was somehow able to use one of the 7 dirty words we're not allowed to say on the air, which is slang for the women's mammary gland.
Roark got knocked out in the 3rd inning.
Roark's been getting his lit.
He really has.
He's been getting his blanks lit.
Yikes.
Sounds painful. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Iron Maiden coming to town. I'm going to give away tickets to that show. You have to identify the mystery movie clip. We're trying to decide how picky to be with this. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kara.
How are you, Kara?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Optimum.
Do you like Iron Maiden?
Well, my boyfriend does. That's why I called in.
Rock on. How old are you?
I'm 27.
How old is he?
28.
All right.
What, do you approve of that, Dean?
I do. I just like to get a feel for who's listening to the show.
Right.
And
yeah.
I think that's pretty cool that you're both in your 20s and you're Iron Maiden fans. And that shows you the power of this band. You're wondering how they fill up the Toyota Center because they're young and old.
Right.
People love Iron Maiden of all ages.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This may be right in your wheelhouse, too, in terms of the movie genre that we're going to play for you.
Yeah, because you're the same age as my daughter. And when she got married, her and her husband, they had a Harry Potter-themed wedding.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but you need to know which movie this is.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
Well, it's got to be Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, because that's the first one, and that's when they were young, and, you know, he makes that comment. So.
You know, I don't know enough about it to know that that's accurate, but we'll just take that.
We looked at it. We thought it was the first one, yes. And then we got all kinds of conflicting. And then Dean said Harry Potter before you even answered. So that made it a little easier.
Well, she knew. I knew she knew.
Well, yeah. I answered before.
It was Snape, and it was him, I think, talking to Hermione, who knew everything, right? Was always answering
was
all the questions.
It was in the classroom.
Right. All right.
Yeah,
well, good job.
Really
Alan Rickman
all
is
right,
the
thanks.
Best bad guy ever.
He was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Although, is he a bad guy in Harry Potter?
Let's not reveal the last, what we learned in the final movie, Dean. For those
not
who are...
if somebody hadn't seen it already, you
that's
know.
True.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You and your boyfriend are going to see Iron Maiden tomorrow night at the Toyota Center.
All right. That's awesome.
Who the hell is this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yes.
Yes, Roy.
The two voted most likely to end up on government assistance. I'll bet you're still getting Father's Day cards today, huh?
No.
Trickling in from all your bastard love children scattered around the country.
No.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm still enjoying my Father's Day gifts.
Yeah, well, we heard about the beer cooler hat with the straw yesterday.
Wasn't that special?
Uh-huh.
But I didn't tell you, I also got TV trays and a tub of crickets.
We got a brand new fancy coffee machine. Did you know that?
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, it needs a K-cup.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know who else needs a K-cup?
Who?
Ethel. Very top heavy.
Nice.
Hey, I heard that story about the 450-pound man who was hiding drugs in his fat.
Yeah, right in the folds of his fat.
Yeah, you know, Ethel once smuggled a whole ham onto an airplane under her left boob.
Wow.
Later!
Now, let's give away these Freedom Over Texas tickets.
Yeah, six-pack for the big celebration on the 4th of July.
Mike's on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys?
Pretty good.
Optimum.
What are you up to there, Mike?
Oh, working, restoring cars.
Sweet. What are you working on these days?
Right now, it's 70 Mach 1.
Really? Cool.
You like the Mach 1?
Yeah, I love classic cars. I have a 70 Malibu.
Yeah, you need to bring it in and let us fix that AC problem for you.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that. It's kind of running tepid. I don't even bother trying to get it out on a day like today. It's not a good hot weather car.
Yeah. So you could fix that for Raj.
Oh, absolutely.
What would you charge? What would you charge Raj?
Oh, heck, I don't know. I'm sure we'd come to some kind of mutual agreement.
He doesn't know the depth of the repair yet, Dean.
That's why I'm trying to lock him in.
Oh,
right
I
now.
See.
All right. Well, we'll get off the air and discuss that. I like, no matter who calls.
We have a need for their services.
Whatever they have.
Yeah,
we're going to try to take advantage of it. Yeah.
Right.
Let's ask you this question so you can win the Freedom Over Texas 4th of July celebration. Name a song we play that mentions the 4th of July.
That would be Chicago Saturday in the Park.
Well, let's just double check that.
Saturday in the Park.
All right, yes. All right, you got that. Good job. There is a second
nice.
One.
Nice.
Yeah. So do you know the second song we play that mentions the 4th of July? Extra credit.
Oh, geez.
It's a little tougher because it's not in the hook like in the Chicago song.
Right. Well, I'm going to pass on that one.
All right. It's the Creedence, Born on the Bayou.
And I can remember the 4th of July.
There it is.
Yeah. Right.
Almost said that.
Yeah, almost said that, huh? Yeah.
I like it.
Right, almost got that one.
All right, buddy, hang on. I'm going to set you up with the six-pack of Freedom Over Texas tickets.
Very nice.
Great.